Our Lord is a divine teacher. No other human mind, of course, is suffused by the divine word of God himself. But he never is at a loss for words. He never has to say, I wonder how I should say this. It's so beautiful. And this may be for some of us, what, the 50th or 60th time we've heard this? But every time it has a message, because it's the word of God. I'll tell you a parable. A man went out to wash his car. So he got a bucket and water and a hose and a sponge, and he began to wash the car and scrub it. Some of the dirt came out very easily. Some took a lot more work, and still others never came out at all. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. What are you talking about? What does this mean? But you see how it's that gift that he has to take human ordinary things and give us an understanding and a call, an urgent call. So this is a great parable. I often end a retreat with this. Well, we've heard the word for a week. Now, what's going to happen to it? Are we going to forget it? Are we going to keep it? It says here, you see, those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and take it in. Accept it, is the translation here. And they bear fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. So we have to hear the word and take it in. Now, we have this word every day. Such a gift. Do we ever think about it during the day? Do we think of what the word is? And this is the word today. The word is the word of salvation, right? The word is what? God, our Creator, loved us so much that when we rebelled against him and made a mess of our life, made a mess of this universe, his own Son, equal to him from all eternity. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was turned towards God, and the Word was God. He came among us, and he taught us. Jesus, as somebody once remarked, was the only person never to be at a loss for words. He always knew exactly what he was going to say. A lot of his images, of course, come as in any other human being from his childhood. So with Mary, his mother, immaculately conceived, loving him perfectly, you see, all the basic images of his being are beautiful, powerful. There's no fear there. And it's from that resource that he draws these realities, like, you know, the woman who sews, who puts, yeast in her bread, or the fellow who comes, has a neighbor come, or a friend come, and he goes to his neighbor to get some bread for him. That's a beautiful one, you know. If you ever go to Nazareth, and I hope you do, there's still a first century house there. Houses in those days, like for the poor, are caves carved out of the rock, and then a front to them, you know. So the cooking and the animals and all of that will go on in the back. And in the front is where people live and where they sleep. And at night, they roll out the mats and sleep. Now, just think of our Lord trying to encourage us to pray and not give up, right? Why does the Lord not just give us what we want right away? Well, most of you are parents. You know, all right. If you give everybody what they want, just what they want, and thanks, they never think of you. They got what they want. So when we ask, the Lord sometimes just holds it there until we look up and say, oh, I'm talking to you, instead of just getting what we want all the time. And so that's a beautiful parable. And remember, he's comparing the father to the fellow inside. Leave me alone. All my children are here around on the floor here with me, and, you know, I got to have to walk over them all and go get your dog. But if he keeps throwing rocks out his window, pretty soon he'll get up, get the bread, and give it to him. Not because he's a friend, our Lord says, but because he's such a bother. Now, isn't that something? What is God saying to us? I want you to bother me. I want you to come to me. I'm your father. I will never, ever turn you down. I won't give you stuff that's going to harm you. But if you turn to me, you'll always get what is best for you. Every time. And so this parable here, you see, that other one, that's one that's supposed to be seed that falls into our heart and produces fruit. This one is the career of the word. And the career depends on our receptivity, right? The first stuff he sows, you probably never see. Over there, there's a house surrounded by, you know, out in the country, surrounded by land, sometimes a fence of some kind to keep the animals in. And so he sows there in his field, all around his house. And, you know, there's a footpath. Well, any that lands on that footpath is going to, like, hitting me this book here. It's not going to go anywhere. And it, and then he, so he's, then he tells them, you see, the ones sown on the path where the word is sown, as soon as they hear it, Satan comes at once. It just hit the ground. But before it could take root, Satan steals it. Have it ever happened to you? You go on a retreat, oh boy, I know what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I'm going to, you know, and a week later, what was that I was going to do? You see, that's what our Lord is talking about. Treasure the word. Think about the word. Mull it over. And so, and he has these examples. See, so that the first one, you see, and then the second one fell on rocky ground, had little soil. It sprang up. The other's right on top of the soil. The birds eat it. This one, it sinks roots, but not very deep roots. So as soon as the sun comes out, it dries it up, and it's finished. And then the ones that throw rungs around thorns, too much competition. What are the thorns in our life? Huh? Television, one of them, for sure. And concern about material things. We have to have some concern. But it gets choked out the big things, you see? And then finally, rich soil and produces fruit. 30, 60, and 100-fold. That's the call to us. The call to us. This is Mark. In Matthew at this place, Matthew adds a line. He says, they hear it and they understand it. And the word there is sinione. They put it together. Understanding means I hear it and I see how it applies. I see what the Lord is saying to me through it. That's to understand it, right? You can recite it in Greek and Aramaic and all the rest, but still not understand it. But if you take it in, you see, and say, what does that word mean to me? So we have a word today. We have this description of the ways we can receive what he teaches us, right? At the end of the day, see if you still remember that. And see if any way in your life you've taken it in. One way to take it in is to make sure that you have a prayer time every day. Make sure. Well, why? I don't know what to do when I get to prayer. Well, one thing you can do is read the word and then ponder it and ask the Holy Spirit to bring it alive for you. And he will.